Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another. To be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings. Nahastan anila nijane go shabothya, nijane go shabothya. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Shanapawe Gawe Anaslago Sanako Deki O Neto O Neto Daru Shanapawe Gawe Anaslago Darshan Hawe, God. Anaslago, son of Kodeki, O Netto, O Netto.
Music from Oneida singer-songwriter Joanne Shenandoah from Silver Wave record CD entitled Many Blessings, that particular song, The Great Law of Peace. And as most listeners to Wolf Mountain Native Radio know, Joanne Shenandoah is Oneida, which is one of the original tribal nations of the Haudenosaunee, originally 5 sovereign tribal nations, and then, of course, 6 nations now. Ashkwe, greetings and hello, everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. In today's program, we are very honored to share a presentation by the White Roots of Peace. The White Roots of Peace, from the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, was a group of traditional Native people of the 6 nations who shared the Haudenosaunee Great Law of Peace by speaking to audiences all over North America. The Great Law of Peace, as most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio have heard, is the teaching of the peacemaker, of how humans are to live in peace with each other and with Mother Earth. It is represented by Kurrendawan, the great peace tree, a great white pine tree whose 4 roots spread out across Mother Earth. In the long ago time before Europeans arrived on Turtle Island, North America, among some tribes, there was killing, war, and greed. Mohawks, Senecas, Onondagas, Oneidas, and Cayugas, who lived in the northeast woodlands in what is now called New York and South Canada, were known for violence. There was great disharmony between humans and the natural world, our animal and plant relatives. The Creator saw this, and so, as I understand the teaching of the Great Law of Peace, the Great Spirit sent a spiritual leader, a prophet, the peacemaker, to teach peace and bring unity to the 5 warring Indian nations. Traveling in a beautiful white canoe across Onondaga Lake, the peacemaker spoke to the people. He presented a code of ethics, the Great Law. It is a cultural, spiritual life way based on our Native American principle of the 7th generation, to always consider how your actions will affect Mother Earth in 7 generations into the future. The peacemaker called for the warriors to put down their weapons and end warfare. He talked to each of the 5 nation chiefs of the importance of honoring Mother Earth by developing a culture of peace where everyone lives in equal respect of each other in a democratic society. As an expression of this culture of peace, the peacemaker held 5 pine tree needles clasped together in his hand, symbolizing a united Indian Confederacy. At a grand council of chiefs and people, the peacemaker then uprooted a great tree, Karandawan. He instructed that all weapons be thrown into that deep hole under this giant great white pine tree to bury the hatchet, so that war, greed, and violence would no longer be accepted. That became known as the Haudenosaunee Great Law of the Five Nations, or Iroquois. Later, another tribe, the Tuscarora, joined the Grand Council and created what is now known as the Six Nations of the Haudenosaunee, with the Great Law of Peace that still governs the Haudenosaunee and serves as a guide for all of humanity. In 1980, in the early years of Wolf Mountain Native Radio, when my program was broadcast on WMEB Campus Radio, I had the honor to bring seven members of the White Roots of Peace to Wabanaki Territory for a lecture tour. They spoke at both Penobscot and Passamaquoddy reservations, as well as at the University of Maine, where I was an ecology student and member of the Native American Students Organization that co-hosted the White Roots of Peace visit with my Native radio program. Today's broadcast is my recording of their presentation done with White Roots of Peace permission. Please be aware that this is an old recording, so the audio quality is not the best. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinon Wontakwisin, to all of our relations.
We are seven young members of White Roots of Peace, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to revitalize the Indian way of life. We're trying to encourage our brothers and sisters, the Native people across this land, across this country, that they should not lose, or they should not give up the sacred way that the Creator gave us people to live by. As we are gathered here, I like to start or open up the council the way it always has been done amongst my people. They instruct to us that there are certain words, or there is a thought that we must have at all time, and especially when we have come together here, so that there may be a place for our future generations to put their feet upon the Mother Earth, and so that we can have an understanding about the way the Mohawk people hold their councils together. So we will try, and we hope that we can have an exchange of culture, that you will be a part of what is going on, and I hope this prayer will give you a direction on how our councils have always been held. We are instructed that whenever we come together, that we must say a thanksgiving acknowledgement, and also it is very important to myself and to the traditional way of our people that this prayer be said in the language of my people. And so, I will start off briefly in the Mohawk language, and then I will translate it into the English language so that all of the people that are gathered here tonight may know the words, or may hear the words of my people from hundreds and hundreds of years ago and to this very day. First of all, we start in this way, that we look about this room, that we see and we recognize that we are brothers and sisters of the same creation, that we all have life. And as we are coming in this room, as we see each other, seemingly everyone is in good health. Seemingly everyone has peace in their mind at this time. And so it is that nothing around us, we have heard nothing that might take away a peace of mind that we have. We are always grateful that we see each other in the ancient way of our people. We are grateful that we have peace in our mind and good health. that in these times, I like to ask that we would put our minds together and we make it one. And in the oldest way of our people, with one mind, we give an attention. We look at each other and give greetings to each other for good health and for well-being, that we come together here at this time, so be it our mind. It is the Creator, our Great Spirit, made the earth. He instructed to our people that we call this earth our mother. And it is the earth that is supporting our feet yet today as we are walking about on her body. It is the Mother Earth who gives birth and supports all life on this land. She had been given original instruction by the Creator long time ago, and she faithfully followed that way as she's given us life. She's given us birth and continue a good health for all of our food, all of our nourishment, all of our well-being comes from the earth, the one who support our feet at this time. So it is, I ask, that we would put our minds together as brothers and sisters, for we are a human being, the way it is instructed, that we have the same heartbeat. And it is in that way, I ask, with one mind, we be grateful to the earth, we be grateful and say thank you to our mother at this time, so be it our mind. It is also upon the Mother Earth, the Creator or the Great Spirit, the Supreme Being, He planted upon the Mother Earth many kind of shrubbery, trees, all the beautiful flowers. He gave them a life. He gave them a cycle to follow, such as He has given us a life and a cycle to follow. He gave the trees birth, gave them instruction that they will grow upward, strong. They would set example for us to follow, that we would get many things from the tree life. It is from the fruit. It is the air that is freshened for us by the trees. It is the materials that we use in our lodges that we must always be grateful for, to the natural way, the tree life, to the flowers that we get sweeteners for our food, to the flowers that bring much beauty and peace to our eyes as we walk about the Mother Earth, to all the shrubbery that give us medicine, so that the sick or the weak may be given a good medicine that may continue a good life, that they may be strong to stand up and to look at one another as brothers and sisters, to all life, to the trees. They too are part of our family, indeed a part of us. And so it is in the words of Mohawk people, in the way of the Mohawk people, I ask that we will put our minds together and we make one. As one mind, we say thank you to all the trees, to all the beautiful flowers, and to all the plant life upon the Mother Earth. So be it our mind. There is another, upon the Mother Earth, there is the water spirit, in lakes, ocean, rivers, in a small stream. They too were given a cycle of life. They too were given a way that they should follow. They too have a voice and they have life just like you and I do. Sometimes a loud thundering noise, voice of the ocean. Sometimes a small trickling noise of the streams, rebirth and freshness, quenching our thirst all the time. We use that water in many ways and we relate to it in family way. To the water spirit and to the water life, we still flow upon the Mother Earth. We say thank you. And now in the sky world, it is the four winds that blow, clarify the air for us. It is the four winds that blow. Where I come from the north, it brings a cold winter weather, giving a blanket covering the Mother Earth with snow in the winter time. It is in the springtime that the wind from the south blow to give us a warmth, a rebirth of spring, and life will return. To those winds, who too were created, who too were completed by the great mystery, we make prayer all the time. We say thank you, for it helped us in many, many ways. It is at this time also to the Tundra people and the Tundra spirit. His voice as we still hear it, as a loud thundering, purifying the air. We call them grandfathers and make ceremony and say thank you to them as well all the time. As one mind, we say thank you to the wind and to the Tundra people, our grandfathers, so be it our mind. It is in the sky wheel, come from the east. Each day is the sun. We call this day sun. Our eldest brother is the head of the fire that was planted upon this land. It is the brother sun who shined the light upon the mother earth, so that as we are walking about, we can see our path. We can see the direction that we are going, that we can step over any obstruction in our path. We can see and recognize each other, that we are thoroughly in a cycle, in a family way. It is this brother son who have been faithfully following this original instruction for hundreds and hundreds of years since the world was created. At nighttime, there's another sun that shines. We are instructed to call this night sun our grandmother, the moon. It is the night sun who is the head of all female life. It is this grandmother moon who determines when the children will be born. Many, many things we look for guidance for the grandmother moon and the stars at nighttime. We look to the moon when it's time to put seeds into the mother earth, so that we may have a good direction, so that our seeds may grow and we harvest food plentiful for all of our people and all of our nation. Thus we use the grandmother moon for much guidance all the time. And so there is never a complete darkness upon the mother earth. We are lucky, all of the people upon this land and this life, that we have a grandmother who too has followed this original instruction with the stars. Bring much beauty in the sky world at nighttime. If only for that beauty, we can all look up in the sky world and we can all be grateful. And we say thank you at this time, so be it our mind. There is another, and it is to the highest, it's the creator, a great spirit or God. In the Mohawk way, we call it Sugayatisum. It doesn't matter what language or what creed, it's the same great maker, the one who made everything and finished it completely. It is the instruction, the way our people handed down to us, that we've never seen it. We don't know what it is that had the power to finish it so beautifully. We just know that when we look at all of the creation, when we see all this life, that is a beautiful thing, that we must be grateful all the time. We never try to imagine in our mind what it is. And so, in our Mohawk way, I ask to the Creator at this time, that as we are gathered here tonight, that our words may flow evenly to everyone's ear, that everyone might hear the words of Mohawk Nation, young people, that our words may flow evenly, not to harm you or to bring taken away peace in your ear. We just want to try to relate our cultural way so that you can begin to understand the importance that our young people emphasize, that we must maintain our Indian ways of life for the love of our children and our future generation. We must consider the earth as our mother, the trees, all the wildlife being a part of us. These are all the words I have at this time to officially open a council or gathering, social event or social dance where I come from. This is the way that they do it. And that's all I have to say.
Skanago aga, we are we
Native American singer-songwriter Lawrence Laughing. The title of that song was I Wish You Peace, and that is from Silver Wave Records CD entitled Prayer for Peace, which is a compilation of a number of fine Silver Wave artists that share their special music. We are now going to continue with our presentation from a group of traditional Native people of the Six Nations, the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, who share the great law of peace by speaking to audiences all over North America. And this particular broadcast was one of my early recordings when I was starting Native Radio. And this was a program where the White Roots of Peace visited the Penobscot and Passamaquoddy Indian communities of what's now called Maine, as well as my alma mater at the University of Maine, where I was an ecology student and member of the Native American Students Organization that co-hosted this White Roots of Peace delegation visit with my Native Radio program, Wolf Mountain Indian Radio. We're going to continue with the White Roots of Peace presentation.
Right now, I wanted to tell a little bit of problems and existence of problems. But before I do that, I wanted to make a statistic a little bit that the United States, I'm going to quote her. I don't know if it's her or him, that United States, but I make a quotation from the United States. The United States said that Indian people overall whether I don't care if it's Kickapoo, Mohawks, Senecas, or he mixed them all together, one. He said, those Indian people, their life expectancy is 44 years old, average, compared to the United States citizens, which is 65 and 70 years old. See, they said that the United States statistics says that my young people, young Indians, that we kill ourselves about 10 times greater percentage-wise than any other ethnic group in this country. They said also that the alcoholism rate amongst my people is 6 and 7 times greater than any other ethnic group in this country. So that means that something is wrong. These are their statistics. Now, bear that in mind as I will try to relate the problem as I see it, and you might understand the statistics, why they are such. First, let me tell you that Indian people, whether it is of any Indian nation, Mohawk, Senecas, Cheyenne, Kickapoos, Potawatomis, Miamis, Seminoles, or Choctaw, that God, you know who God is, a creator, is a God. He made us. He made some of us Mohawk, some of us Cheyennes, some of Kickapoo or Potawatomi. God did that, you know. And the God, when he did that, he never made no mistake. He went and do the right job. He finished it. Don't forget that, ever. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because if you ever noticed, I know the Indians here know this, but our non-Indian people, I know you don't know this, or some of you don't know. The United States people has a lot of Christians. You know what I'm talking about, Christians? There are various types, and they come from the United States and Canada by the dozens and the dozens. You know, the Roman Catholics, and before anybody, I want them, this is the true story, the way real life is. The Roman Catholics comes to the Mohawk country, comes to Kickapoo country or Potawatomi country too, or Navajo country, and the Roman Catholics, their men folks wear long black dress and a white collar. And they come to Mohawk in Indian, and they said, Indian, you Indians are pagans. You Mohawks are heathens, you know. You Mohawks and all you Indians have a ceremonies that is devil-inspired. You Indians have to get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ by the Roman Catholic. If you don't, you Indians are going to hell. That is what Romans tell Mohawk people for the last 300 years. Now, if it's not Roman Catholic, there's another group. Then this other group is a Methodist group. They come to Mohawk Indian and they said the same thing as Roman Catholic man. Methodist said, you Indians, your ceremonies of worship is paganistic. You are idol worshippers of the sun and the moon and the rivers and the earth. You Mohawks should come to the Methodist mission and become Methodist Mohawks. Can you imagine that? Because if you don't Indians don't come to the mission and don't permit us to save you, you'll never see the golden gates of heaven, but you will go forever eternal in the flames of hell and the devil. Methodists told Mohawk that. And so Mohawks told a Methodist, Roman Catholic was here last month. He wants Mohawk Indian to be Roman Catholic Indian. And you want me to be Methodist Mohawk Indian. Mohawk Indians getting mixed up now about the Jesus Christ man. You know what Methodist said? Don't listen to those Roman Catholics. They are wrong. If you listen to them, you're going to surely go to hell. Methodists know the right road, the straight road to heaven, where you will find an eternal happiness someplace. I don't know if it's Mars or Venus, someplace up that way. Well, Methodists leave the house. Next one, come on over there. He called himself the Pentecost. He's a Christian too, he said. He told the same story to Mohawk Indian, only he told it with more feeling and more when you scare the living daylights out of me when he tells it. He's a better storyteller than the Roman or the Methodist. But it was the same story, only a little more feelings. And he said, you Indians are going to go to hell. I'm telling you, you Indians are going to hell. Come over to the mission and let us baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ, and hallelujah, you're going to go to heaven. That's what he told me, just like that. I should have been movie stock and copied them just like tape recorder. You know, there's an old time United States, he called Indian. A lot of time he say Indian, as he call it redskin, you know. He called Indian redskin. You ever hear that before? Well, it's a stereotype label name. Well, I kind of asked the Pentecostal. I said, what about that Roman Catholic? And what about the... Oh, don't you dare listen to them. They're wrong. Only Pentecostal is the right one, see? And I told him, I said, well, if you don't, you're going to go to hell. And I said, how come y'all talk about hell so much, you guys? Romans and Methodists and everything, you're talking hell all the time. Every other word is hell, hell. What are you trying to do to me anyways? And I said, by the way, I'd like to know where is hell, since I'm going to go there someday. He said, it's that away, and it's hot down there, and it stinks. It's burning skin all the time, you know. Probably Mohawk, Kickapoo, and Potawatomi skin. And I said, well, who's the boss down there? Who's the chief? Why don't you describe him to me? So when I get there, I'll recognize him. And he said, well, his name is Satan. Satan, you know, you ever hear that name? He says, Satan, devil. He's got red skin. I don't know if it's Cheyenne or Mohawk or... He's got a horns on his head. Must be part buffalo or... Long tail. He's got sharp on the end of his tail. I don't know what he used it for, but... I never heard such a story in my whole life. And you know, Pentecost, I told him, you know, I'm a Mohawk. You know, by gosh, I do the ceremonies and medicine ceremony. I believe that way. And I cut clan. I got clan. And I told him, my heart is young. My blood is young. My body is young. I'm not think I'm going to die tomorrow or the next day. I don't think so. I might, but I don't think so. I might live to be old man. So it'd be a long time before I'm going to die. So that's why right now I'll stay the Mohawk. I don't believe you right away. But when I'm old man, and I feel I get scared, I'm going to go to hell, I'll give you a call up. You help me out. When I'm old man, I'm going to get scared. But right now, he's a young Mohawk blood, pretty strong Mohawk way. He went home, he don't like it too much. You know, after that, another one come over there. He belongs to the Mormons. You ever hear Mormons? They're different than any other Christians because their approach is different. They come and they said, did you know that you Indians are God's chosen people? I said, heck, we know that way before you told us. Yeah, we're there too. He said, did you know you Indians are the lost tribe of Israel? Now look at him. I said, no, I never knew that before. Because, you see, I got a lot of Jewish friends. They're from Jerusalem, Israel, you know. They're the real Jerusalem people. And I said, I can't even understand the one word they're talking about when they talk in Jerusalem language. But I said, I know it, I'll help you out to Mormon. If you go about 7 miles that way and take a right, go down that road, there's Roman Catholic over there and Methodist over there and Pentecost over there. They seem to be lost. I bet you that's the one you're looking for. You didn't like it too much either. He went on home. Then a Jehovah's Witness come over there. You know, my house is a pretty girl too. She's about a 22-year-old girl, woman, you know. She got mini dress on. And I guess it's a pretty good business if you wanna sell something, put on a short dress and everything. And she come over to my house. She carried a books that much. It's called A Watchtower and a Wake-Up Book. And on the other side of her arm, she's got the book, a black book. The same kind of book looks like the Roman Catholic had it, the Methodist had it, and Pentecost had it. It's called Bible book. The young lady come in there, you know, she's knocking on my door. And she knocking on there and she says, and I'm coming to the door to let her in. She said, hello, brother. And right away, I know who it is. I got the number. Because I know the rest of them say the same thing. Well, she said, I understand that you're not Christian yet. I said, you understand, right? I don't know about the word yet. I'm probably going to die that way. She said, don't you Indians have a Bible? She said, you know, everybody in the world is supposed to have a Bible. Don't you have a Bible? Gee, I felt bad, you know. She made me feel guilty. I don't know if she's got a mini dress, that's why or what, you know, but she kind of, I feel sorry for her. She's so concerned about me, yet she's no need to be, you know. And I said, sister, Jehovah's Witness, sister, I want to show you my Bible. Sister, you see that Father, Son? You shine that light here. That's my Bible. You know, that's the Bible, it's automatic Bible. It turns its page every day. The sun come up in the east and set in the west. You turn it automatic. Nobody ever had to turn it. It turns by itself. You see that blue sky, deep blue? That's my Bible. It's a God made it that way. You see them birds fly all over the sky every which way. They're singing all kind of songs. It makes me happy. That's my Bible. You see that big trees over there, the cedars and pine and elm? You see way down out of way, the mountain, out around that mountain. That's my Bible. You see that wind blowing that grass? You see way over there that river's flowing cool and fast? That's my Bible. You see that Mother Earth? That's my Bible. She looked at me and she says, brother, I'm talking about a real Bible, not those things. You know, my head do go black. She don't know what to think no more right here. How can I explain to this young woman what I'm talking about? How can I explain to her? She do not understand.
You are listening to Yat Kedichi Native Center's Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices. Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices focuses on protecting Mother Earth and defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples. We are broadcasting on Radio for Peace International. Radio for Peace is the voice of peace, promoter of the environment, champion of human rights, denouncer of hate and injustice, advocate of the oppressed, defender of truth. Radio for Peace International is global community radio.
Tribes there, lived in sacred ways. We needed no one to show us how to pray. No need of guilt. No need of shame. We had no devil who preached in Jesus' name. Until the Christians came. Until the Christians came. Their tongues, burn their way of life. And those strong enough to resist were beaten within an inch of their lives. When the Christians came. When the Christians came. Bully never had the power to kill a love this strong. No, they never had the power to keep us from coming home.
The song you just heard was entitled When the Christians Came from singer-songwriter Dennis Harrison, and these songs for Justice Project, which include Gabe Horn, Betty Hurst, Ted Williams, Diana Osborne, and myself, Ones Pritzker. And our Songs for Justice Project puts out CDs in support of very important indigenous issues, such as the case of Leonard Peltier. Another CD I urge our listeners to order, which you can do that through here, Yat-Kedishi Native Center, and that is, of course, free Leonard Peltier CD. Please stay tuned next week to Wolf Mountain Native Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, where we continue with the presentation from the White Roots of Peace, the Haudenosaunee Confederacy group of traditional Native people of the Six Nations, who share the Haudenosaunee Great Law of Peace by speaking to audiences all over North America. This particular recording was done many years ago when I had the honor to host the White Roots of Peace members to my Wabanaki territory homeland, now called the state of Maine, where they spoke at Penobscot and Passamaquoddy reservations, as well as the recording that you just heard when they came to my alma mater, the University of Maine, a program that was co-sponsored by the Native American Students Association at UMO that I was a member of. We're going to conclude today's program with a very special song from the Maori people, what you now call New Zealand, Aotearoa. And, of course, the Maori suffered very similarly from the conquest of colonialism and the impact of different missionaries that came to their islands. This particular song, which, please forgive my pronunciation, is entitled Petere Raru, and is composed around the late 1800s. And this chant highlights the sacred landmarks, chiefs, and tribes of that time. Until the next Wolf Mountain Native Radio program, this is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker, thanking you for listening to Radio for Peace International. Aho, Kinon Wantakwasin, to all of our relations. Mountain Radio is a production of the Yat Kiddushi Native Center, protecting Mother Earth and promoting the cultural lifeways of indigenous peoples throughout the world. Our mission statement reads, Yat Kiddushi is an intertribal cultural, environmental, educational, social justice news media organization. Our purpose is to promote Earth ethics in order for people to have more reverence for Mother Earth and respect for the world's indigenous peoples. Yat Kiddushi serves to inform, educate, and enlighten people about important issues facing the well-being of all life on our planet. Yat Kiddushi focuses on defending native lands and indigenous peoples throughout the world. Our goal is to portray native peoples and their worldviews in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. We serve to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, wisdoms, and contemporary situations. Yat Kiddushi Native Center's vision, Yat Kiddushi's programs and projects serve to honor Native peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generation. Our center educates the public on important issues facing indigenous communities. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, self-determination, peace, and respect for our cultural lifeways. We work in support of cultural, environmental, social justice, and sustainable community development by networking with other organizations and events that share our concerns. We welcome your comments, suggestions, and questions. Please feel free to write Yat Kiddushi at Yat Kiddushi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120. Our email address is yatkiddushi@earthlink.net. Our email, once again, is yatkiddushi@earthlink.net. You can find out more about Yat Kiddushi Native Center's programs and projects by visiting our website. Yat Kiddushi Native Center website is www.yatkiddushi.org. Once again, Yat Kiddushi Native Center's website is www.yatkiddushi.org.